مشاعر الحب في الرحمن تأترق، تصغي إلى القلب في شوق له أذق. مشاعر الحب في
حياتي يا فؤادي، يا عشيقي يا ودادي، يا قصيدي يا مرادي.
The relationship between Rumeysa and Yasser had improved since the incident with Huda, and the communication lines between both parents and children were now open. Things were going well when it came to the relationship between parents and children. But all was not rosy for Yasser in his marriage, and Rumeysa found herself yearning for companionship.
Betty, come. Come, sit down. Let us have a chat. You know, it's been a while now since you've been divorced. And I think that you should consider settling down now again.
Daddy, I have been thinking about it, but it's just not so simple.
Tell me, what is it that you're worried about?
Fear cripples.
Betty, tell me. Tell me, what's troubling you? What you so worried about?
My children are my first priority. And after all that I put them through already, I don't know whether I'm willing to take the risk.
You know, you can't put your life now on hold just for the kids. You know, you're not getting any younger. It will take a little time to adjust and to adapt. But inshallah, you'll get there. You know, there's a lot we can learn from the kids.
Every time I consider the prospect of marriage, I find myself being plunged back into a whirlwind of emotion. Besides, Daddy, even if I said that I am open to the idea of getting married again, how do I go about finding a suitable spouse? One who will take into consideration the journey my children and I have traveled, and obviously what the journey going forward will entail.
Betty, you know everything happens with the will of the Almighty Allah. Do not despair, my child. Don't despair. Find solace in your deen and witness the power and the majestic nature of the Almighty Allah.
Rumeysa was uncertain about the logistics of finding or being found by a prospective spouse. But her father's words proved to be soothing balm, which propelled her towards shifting her focus to becoming the best version of herself.
Assalamu alaikum. Aren't you looking beautiful today?
You know, I always like to look nice and fresh for you when you come home.
That pleases me immensely. What's for supper?
I'm just gonna try some sausages and open up a tin of baked beans.
That's the third time this week that we are having tin food. When last did you make roti?
Yasser found the irony amusing. Yeah, he had a wife who took pride in her appearance and ensured that she was appealing to his eye when he returned. But all he wanted now was that which Rumeysa offered during their marriage. With open arms and a smile, he would accept a bagasse-scented flowered abaya with a well-prepared meal rather than a glamour girl and easy meals.
Rumeysa, there is a musalli at our masjid who is looking for a wife. I told him about you. They want to come to the samosa run. I said that I will speak to you first, Betty, and then if you agree, your mother will phone his mother and inshallah they'll come.
What's the samosa run, Nana? When people come to the house and eat all Nani's Ramadan samosas, and because Nani makes the best samosas, they chow quickly and run before the samosas are finished.
I don't know where they came up with this term, but a samosa run is when two people are looking for a partner to get married to, and they want to see if they're compatible. The boy's family comes to the girl's house, and they have an opportunity to talk in private so as to ascertain whether they would make a good match. Sometimes it works out, and other times it just doesn't.
They may come, Teddy, but remember, my children will be here and part of the whole process.
Ramesa was a bundle of nerves the Saturday afternoon when the Kara family was due to come. She had not been on a samosa run since Yasser, and that too, she knew Yasser from their courtship. This was a totally new experience for Ramesa, but she knew that this time she was going to do things properly. She was not going to date before marriage. Ramesa and her children put their best foot forward and felt positive about the way the afternoon panned out. To her, now it was just a case of waiting for the call with the affirmative answer, and a new happily ever after would be born.
Assalamu alaikum. It's Zaid's mother here.
Walaikum salam. How are you?
Shukar, I can't complain. You know, after I left your house, I had a talk with my son.
Gee.
You know, I must compliment Ramesa. She's such a nice lady. And she has such mashallah children. You know, I understand it's very hard to raise such good children. In these times that are so bad, we must be very strict on the children if you don't want to regret it later in life.
Gee, yeah, so much evil lurking on our streets. Allah must protect our children.
As the conversation progressed, Ramesa's mother was feeling positive about the outcome. She and Zaid spoke about the difficulties of raising confident daughters in a world which dictates what one ought to look like, about the pressure to conform to society's expectations, and raising kids with sound Islamic morals and values in this day and age.
I got a phone call today from Zaid's mother. So long she spoke just to tell me that she and her family are not interested.
Oh, what reason did she give, Ma?
She said that her son doesn't have any children, and to become a husband and father at once is going to be a challenge. Can you believe she said that we must rather just look for a divorced man who has children already, because he knows what you're going through?
Well, I'm glad that he was at least honest about it. Imagine getting married and then only finding out that he has a problem with my children.
She seems so nice. I think they're just scared. You know, this world we live in is so terrible. She said that she told him that the children are already big, and they won't simply accept him as a part of the family and won't see him as a father.
Ma, a good man who is worthy of my children, welcome. You'll see. Allah will send someone who will be willing to step up to the plate and help with raising the children with sound akhlaq. And if he has children, may Allah grant me the ability to shower them with the love and affection of a mother.
Ameen.
Though Ramesa was disappointed at the apparent rejection, she knew that she would never sacrifice her children. They came first and foremost. She would continue to awaken for her Tahajjud Salah. Well, the skies are opened, supplications are answered, and those who ask receive.
Oh Allah, hear the plea of this humble servant. Protect my progeny. Shield them from all thorns in their path and guide them towards your light. Ease their pain and grant them their heart's desire.
Ramesa would soon learn that du'as are answered in three forms. You ask, and Allah says yes. You ask, and Allah says no, and gives you better. Or you ask, and you're made to wait, and are provided with the very best. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find peace. Rumaysa and Yasa both found themselves begging in earnest for the peace of their souls. Over the course of the last year, both had been beaten down in an attempt to be remolded into better serving Muslims in the servitude of their Lord.
Rumaysa, Rumaysa, can you put that book down and listen to me, please?
What's wrong, Mahmoud?
I think you need to snap out of this now. Maybe go and talk to someone.
The worst thing you can tell someone who is experiencing depression is to snap out of it. I am not depressed. Grieving, maybe. But I don't think that it's led to depression.
Grieving?
Yes, Mahmoud, grieving.
What are you grieving over, Rumaysa?
I spent a great deal of my adulthood in a marriage with Yasser, and though things didn't work out with him and I, it forms part of who I am, who I was. When I walked away from the marriage, I lost something. I lost more than just a marital status, Mahmoud. I lost my friend, my partner, the father of my children, and somewhere along the lines, I lost myself. This grieving that I speak of is essential and long overdue. When we go through the process of grief, it clears the path for healing, and by Allah, I am ready to heal.
Ah, Rumaysa, that's so good to hear.
Through this process of grieving that I'm going through and the healing I'm experiencing, I found my strength, but I've also found my weaknesses. I've learned that it is okay to be weak as long as we don't take up permanent residence with our weaknesses. It is of paramount importance that I be as accepting of the dark as I am of the light.
You have evolved, Rumaysa.
You know, an eagle is a majestic creature of the sky, and once in its lifetime it goes through a total change. During this change, it is vulnerable and sheds off the old to make way for the new. And like the rebirth of an eagle breathes new life into it, so too am I hoping for a rebirth where I emerge stronger than before.
Beautifully said, sir.
Indeed, and may you find that which you desire in a manner that is so pleasing to our Lord.
When in company, Rumaysa was able to function and not wanting to worry her family. She masked her inner turmoil. She was indeed still grieving the loss of her life as she had known it.
Yasser, it's been so long since we've been away. Can we go to the Kruger Park?
Aisha, you know, it is the busiest period for the business. I can't get away now.
Your dad can take the reins for a few days. It's not like he has anything else to do since he handed the business over and sits at home all day.
Please understand, Aisha. I can't ask my dad to stand in for me so that I can take a break at the month end. That's irresponsible, especially since he just went into retirement.
I never get to go anywhere with you, and if we do, your breaths are always worth. It feels like we're an old married couple already.
Any other wife would have been supportive of this development in her husband's life, you know. I have worked my fingers to the bone to get my dad to see my ability to take over his business. And I could really use your support, Aisha, as I go forward, please.
I do support you. How else do you think you accomplish what you have? You were with Rumaysa for how long, and you were stagnant in your job accomplished sweet nothing with her?
You know, let's leave the past. Let's just leave the past. I was thinking about the future, about our future.
About time, darling.
Maybe. We should have a baby. Yes, I think I am able to do more for a child now than I was able to do for Abdullah and Huda.
Me? Have a baby? Bless your delusional heart, darling.
What? You don't support my dreams, my hopes and aspirations? You are not willing to do anything for Huda and Abdullah? You don't want to give me a child? Then what? What are you here for?
With me here? You are more of a man than you ever would be without me. You need me in your life, Yasser, and you are going to give me the life which I envisioned for myself. I am not willing to compromise on my wants and needs. And you, Mister, have exactly what is necessary for me to be happy in your home.
I don't need anyone who is as cold as ice to me and my children. I don't need someone who has put such value on material things that it takes precedence over the emotional connection. I don't need you, Aisha. In fact, I don't even want you anymore. You are divorced.
No! You can't leave me! This talaq is not valid!
As Aisha droned on and on about what she brought to the table, Yasser zoned out and sat in pensive silence, wondering where all of this had gone wrong with Rumaysa, and now again.
Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak Break, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Yes, another episode comes to an end, episode number 17 on Heartbreak on Radio Islam International. Things are developing quite rapidly. A lot of lessons to pick up from today's episode also. Briefly, we'll touch on three areas, inshallah. Firstly, looking at the aspect of vulnerability. Now, Yusuf, you know when a person is divorced, man or woman, you generally go through the stage and phase of vulnerability where you kind of like drop your guard.
Gee.
A woman will go through drastic changes. She'll cut her hair. If it's long, she'll make it short. She'll change the dress code. If she's in hijab or in parda, she'll come out of hijab, she'll come out of parda. This is a stage of vulnerability and very scary. And you kind of like drop your guard. You are more open to strangers. You are open to new relationships, new prospects. And all this you are doing to get closure from your previous relationship. You're trying to tell yourself, I've moved on and look at my new life, etc. So we should never compromise our core values when we are in a state of vulnerability like this. Number one. Number two, it's not only for women, it's for men also. But time does not permit for us to go into more details. So men and women need to be very cautious when they are going through the stage of vulnerability, Yusuf.
Yes, we need to be very cautious. Sometimes what happens is, just to elaborate on what Maulana Habib said, in order to, you know, to fit in with the crowd, maybe we will see that the lifestyle we are living, we're not getting enough prospective proposals, or we're not finding enough prospective spouses, so we kind of adjust our lifestyle. You know what, let me leave the kurta for a bit, so I can be exposed to a different crowd. Maybe I'll find a wife there. Or, you know, let me go out of scarf so I can be exposed to a different crowd. Now, this might make sense to us. It might seem like the logical thing to do. What we don't realize, we're compromising a lot. Now we're becoming vulnerable. We're willing to sacrifice more and more and more. What is really dangerous here, it might not be linked up to this particular drama series, but what is dangerous is when we are so ready to compromise and sacrifice, we meet the wrong person and we get used and sometimes abused as well. And this I'm speaking now before even making a nikah.
Yes, and you find that many people end up in messy relationships.
Yes.
You got divorced, now you're looking to settle down again, you start courting again and you end up in messy situations. So here Rumaysa is looking to settle down again. And we need to highlight here that her vulnerability must not become a weakness. Because as you see, it was highlighted in today's episode that Rumaysa is yearning for the companionship. When she retires to bed at night, she's lonely. She wants to talk to somebody. She wants somebody to comfort her. And it is at that stage of vulnerability a person drops his or her guard, and we need to be very cautious there.
Another point we find from today's episode is Rumeysa looking to settle down again. Obviously, it's a second marriage. We know generally in society, people think that second marriages might not work. People look at a second marriage as a glass that's cracked, as compared to a first marriage as a brand new glass. But Mulana, of course, this is a total misunderstanding. It's a myth in a way. And second marriages can work, can they?
It's a good point to raise, Mulana Yusuf. Rumeysa is looking to settle down, but she's anxious, she's worried, she's skeptical. What will happen in the future, new relationship, etc. So yes, second marriages can work. Two previously married individuals can come together. The husband marries somebody else, the wife marries somebody else, and now they settle down. It's possible, it can thrive, but there are certain challenges at hand and certain dynamics that we need to keep in mind. Number one, in order for the relationship to thrive in a second marriage, the husband and the wife need to see each other's children as their own children, number one. Number two, the husband and the wife need to play supporting roles. If the husband is coming with a child and the wife is coming with a child, then the mother and father must make sure that they are bonding. There are enough opportunities for them to bond, play together, eat together, do activities together. Number three, the husband and the wife must put their past behind them. And they must find closure from their past. They must not bring the baggages from the past into the new marriage. And number four, they must not make the same mistakes that they made in the first marriage. The husband must sit down and do introspection. The wife must sit down and do introspection. And they must see, where did we go wrong in the first marriage? How can I not repeat those same mistakes that I made in the first marriage? So those are important areas to keep in mind. And lastly, Ma Yusuf, the last factor that I need to highlight here in second marriages is that you need to have a lot of sabr, a lot of patience. It's not going to be easy. And you must make dua every day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts mahabba and love in your home, inshaAllah.
See, it's a very important point, and especially that aspect you mentioned where we need to see where we went wrong in a first marriage. In today's time, unfortunately, we always looking at where our ex-spouse went wrong. And sometimes we might be in a situation where that is the case, but I think everyone, you know, whether it's a male or female, he or she needs to sit down and, you know, this is now before you getting married a second time or third time, or sometimes even a fourth time, you need to sit down and you need to ask yourself that how can I improve as far as I'm concerned, not my spouse, not my children, how can I improve as a husband or as a wife?
And thirdly, Mulana Yusuf, the last area that we want to cover in today's episode is Yasser's second marriage. He found a pretty woman, but things are not unfolding as he expected.
Gee, Mulana, that's a very good point. You know, there's one thing we need to understand. And when if you've been following this drama series, it makes so much more sense. Can you recall in the first few episodes when Yasser, I think it was the first or second part, where Yasser and Rumeysa was having a disagreement. They were still arguing. They weren't yet divorced. And Yasser said that you look so shabby and you don't dress up nice to impress me, and you know, you're just worried about your household chores. Now, that was Rumeysa. She was the one that was kind of, you know, a bit shabby. But she had that motherly qualities of bringing up the children, things like that. Now, fast forward here, where Yasser is this wife, and it's the other way around. She doesn't have that motherly qualities, but she might be dressing up or, you know, basically beautifying herself to impress Yasser.
He's very impressed with her looks.
But what is the lesson that we learn here, Mulana, is that sometimes we're just looking for perfection and it might not exist. We're looking for one girl, or in the case of a wife, we're looking for one boy or one man to have everything. But it might not be like that. Perhaps you could not find the one that has the motherly qualities and is going to beautify yourself and is this and is that and whatever else you're looking for.
Yeah, it's either you get a beautiful woman, but there might be other challenges, or you'll find that she'll be brilliant in other aspects of life and she might not be attractive. And that's where we learn from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that do not despise your partner. If you see something wrong in them, then overlook it. Because there's other good qualities that are to be found in them. So you'll never get 100% perfect person. Never. Not in this world.
Gee, that is so true. Another point I would like to bring up as well. And I want you to get into the shoes of Yasser's new wife. What happened there, she was basically insisting, and the word we use is nagging him to go to the Kruger National Park and this and that, but he couldn't because his father just retired. She does not understand this. She's new in his marriage. She doesn't understand this. Rumeysa would have understood. She does not understand. So what is my message here? That when we get into a new marriage, we need to pull back. We need to hold back with the demands and the requests. Understand your spouse's life. Understand your spouse's situation. And then after a while, when you're used to your spouse, then you can go ahead with the requests.
JazakAllah khair, Mullah Yusuf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us towards that which is right, inshaAllah.
You've been listening to Heartbreak, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast prohibited.